So, Vladislav, my first question for you is, well, I'm interested in Geopoetica, the publishing house that you set up, which not only just publishes Serbian translations of authors from around the world, like I saw Murakami and others, but it also publishes English translations of Serbian authors. And I'm just wondering, what prompted you to set it up? You could
talk me. Well, you know, I should go into ancient history of Geopoetica, of course, not by me joking. A geopoetical idea was, in fact, invented by a Scotsman, Kenneth White, who lives in France for decades. He was a friend of mine, and he, in fact, founded an institute for geopoetics in France, and it spread all over the world. So I have found this publishing involved with the structure of the syntagma geopoetics, meaning, you know, trying to find out what common and non-common cultural characteristics of the world are there in front of us. And those poetics are, of course, different, and that's what was the challenge for me. So, but you should have in mind that it was 1993 when we started working, so it means on the Balkans there were wars, and Serbia especially was under the economical and all other kinds of sanctions, including cultural ones. So I was always very a curious guy, and I was interested in all other cultures beside mine. And that's how I made this parallel task in keeping in touch with the world when we were under the sanctions, and my natural interest in others. So what we did at the time, now I can say that, we did a great cultural issue for readers in Serbia, because they really stayed in touch with the world. I don't know if you can imagine how it looks like when you are not in touch in the world. But let's say I was born in Yugoslavia, non-existing country, which was very proud of its publishing and openness and everything. So we were not used to be closed and not in touch with other people. So it was a natural need to do so. So I am very proud of that kind of work in those decades, in the 90s. But that's how 90% of our published books were translated from all other languages from all over the world. And we had this 22 years of existing. One of the main rules was, and still is, not to translate any book via third language. We did it always from the originals, from whatever language you could imagine. And it's very important, because it makes a high level of what you want to do, you know, and that's very important. But on the other side, as the years went by, I started publishing Serbian authors, not that many, but then I was looking for another original side of publishing, because there was a lot of publishers in Serbia publishing home Serbian authors. But then I understood 5 years ago, or maybe even more, that we should do something for those authors in a way to export them abroad. That's how these authors came into Geopoetica publishing as authors from all other publishers. I think that there isn't much authors from Geopoetica who were translated into English.
Geopoetica is a kind of bridge, almost.
Yes, it is. Although you know, that word is famous by many other meanings, but of course, it is. I mean, it is. It's not just this decade of I don't know, civil wars. What should I call it in ex-Yugoslavia? But it's still, because I was a great traveler. I was always thinking that the differences are very important among other, all other cultures, and the similarities as well. I mean, it's one world.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm interested about Gia Poetica. You describe this transition from Yugoslavia to the Serbia of today. Do you see that your work with Gia Poetica is sort of opening up a new chapter of cultural engagement between the world and Serbia? Do you see that as sort of like a personal task?
Yes, because we, you know, Serbia was not in the very same position as all other other countries, because we were you know, accused and meant as a country which occupied others, but so it was a very hard task to be interested in Serbian culture, as far as I know, you know. Just lately, in a couple of years, I felt some serious, or more or less serious, interest by other cultures into Serbian, because we were really like at the end of the world. It was a bad feeling, you know, of course, since we thought we did not deserve that. I mean, literature is something else. It's not politics, as we know. So it's a... Well, this opening... I should say that this Serbian Prose in Translation series, which I do, is in fact my wish to be involved in this opening, because it was going too slowly from both sides. So what I did, I asked the Ministry of Culture of Serbia, and it lasted for years to hear this spectacular word yes, in order to be involved, to apply, to assist in founding this series of books. So I was rejected, in fact, by two ministers, I remember. I don't know, they were not aware of the importance of such thing. So 4 or 5 years ago, finally, I did it. And for the very first year, this assistance of ministry regarding money was okay. But then we had problems. And in fact, it was there officially, but we were not very satisfied with the amounts of money. Because you should know, in order to do a good translation and a good book for a foreign audience, you have to do it quite good. In fact, excellent. If you don't do that, you don't just ruin a single book of an author. You ruin his future. I don't know, his whole future. Meaning, you know, he won't be able to do anything later on, because all other people would think that the translation was okay, but the writer was not writing good. I mean, that's why I was insisting on a group of people which was very good. The translators were mother tongue speaking people, and the proof of that serious work is that the books which were published in Anglo-Saxon world were not translated again. They were those translations were used for publishing as British or United States editions. Of course, there was some like difference in words in Great Britain or United States, but it's the same language. So this heavy road was sometimes not enjoyable, but I was very strict about it. I thought always on importance of the task, because those guys, this young or older, whatever, authors were really somehow like at the corner of the room. And since I was in touch with the world, I did not misuse my position, but I just used it as a small... What I'm trying to say, we have some success in it, but it is still...
It's a work in progress.
Yes, work in progress.
Moving from them from the corner to the centre of the room takes time. Yes, absolutely. So, what has the reception been in Serbia itself, for books published by foreign authors in terms of tastes?
Well,
and...
I mean, well, Serbian audience always expected a huge number of titles published from all over the world. And that's how it was in my previous homeland. So it is now. We are a very small country with a small population, but there is a lot of publishers, and I should say too many titles a year. when I say that, I misunderstood, because I talk about that in my Serbia. Because if you do too many titles, and not all of them are quite good, then you make a smaller number of copies of the good books which were published, because people spend money on wrong titles. So that's really, it's a bit funny, but that's how it is. readership in Serbia is very good one. And when I compare the number of copies that we published with other cultures, I should be satisfied. Sometimes, you know, I think, oh, we are so small country, less a spoken language, you know, we don't have enough, the circulation of book is not that high as we would like to. But then again, when I compare it to much bigger countries, I should be very satisfied.
Uh-huh. And are there cultural preferences? Or what is popular, I suppose, if I may ask?
Well, lately there are some publishers which are not good. I mean, which publish too many titles a year, as I said. And it means that in that case you make books superficial, you know, like you are doing things too fast. And everything stays on the surface. So if we are talking about translations, and the translations are not that good,
mm-hmm.
or the proofreading or whatever the editor's work, it's not that good. So besides that, I think the smaller publishers are better one, because they know what their limits are, and they are not there to pick up millions. They don't mm-hmm. earn that much money, but it's. I mean, there are no special popularities in the Serbian readership is very interested in everything. Mm-hmm. So I remember years ago, we were the first one to start Scandinavian authors, publishing Scandinavian authors. It was like, wow, very strange. But then again, one of them became kind of a bestseller. His name was Justine Gorder, with his famous novel, The Sophie's World. Subtitle was The History of Philosophy, and a novel on the history of philosophy. And Erlend Lu, who is a younger one, he is, I should say, a star in Serbia. He was, just like Justine Gorder, they both were a couple of times our guests of our publishing in Belgrade, and they had a huge audience. Erlend Lu had this younger audience of students and similar age readers, and it was like a rock concert, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's a documentary guy, you know, he makes some documentaries as well, and he's very funny. And there are some theater dramas put on stage that he wrote. Gordon was signing books once in Belgrade. I mean, it lasted for hours in two sessions. I think it lasted for 4 hours, for example. It's, you know, it's really I mean, imagine that in London, it would be also like, oh, it's not an
very
everyday.
Strong engagement.
Yeah, so it's really nice. But my publishing publishes unknown writers, which became known in Serbia. Sometimes they become, during the time, they become known in the world.
Right, that's I'm
like,
interested in that.
Like Haruki Murakami, right. As the Japanese say, Murakami Haruki, vice versa. Or Orhan Pamuk, the Nobel Prize winner. He was a friend of mine, and I started publishing his books long before he got famous and got the Nobel Prize. And he was in Belgrade as well. He was even a guest of ours in 4 or 5 months before he got that Nobel Prize. And he got this crowd of people signing the books as well, just as Justin Gordon. So, what I'm trying to say, there is a huge number of authors like Paul Auster from United States, or Don DeLillo, who is his teacher, also from New York, or all kinds of writers, Sion from Iceland, or a lot of Russian authors. We are a Slavic country, so we have this Russian literature very present in our lives. And since I'm a writer, you know, a lot of those authors are friends of mine. So it's a bit, what I'm trying to say is not that I use or misuse my author's role. I just have another angle of seeing publishing.
It's like a personal process for you, yes, as well as professional.
Yes. And I think that sometimes if I gamble with the books or the authors, I do it from my heart, you know, like I believe in this and I'm going to do it. And of course, you don't have success with all of your books. I mean, there are some writers which are very hard to read, you know. I call them heavy metal writers, you know, like Christoph Ransmayr, for example, one of the best European authors. He's from Austria. He will be guest of Geopoetica in next month. I have published, I don't know, 6, 7 of his books, all the fiction stuff he did. It's so hard, but it's absolutely beautiful. He is similar to Sebald, for example. Sebald is maybe more famous. So what I'm trying to say, this is Geopoetics publishing from all over the world.
Oh, okay. So that's the international literature. And yeah. What is the process of choosing Serbian books that you translate into English? As well as obviously them being good, high quality and well written, I mean, do you envisage a foreign market as well when you select them?
Of course, you must have in mind that you are talking to foreign markets when you are making plans of in such book series. Sometimes I question myself comparing similar authors when they write, for example, local themes, issues. And I did it last year, I remember. Two authors who were friends. One had already published 11, 12 books in his life, and the other one published 1 or 2. And they were writing local issues from the north of Serbia, in Vojvodina. And I read again all of those books of this guy, and of course this 1 or 2 of this younger one. And I decided to publish this younger one because his local issue was universal at the very same time. Another author did not reach for that universality, you know. So that's how we plan to do it. A very important issue is that that we pick up the books from all publishers in Serbia. So it's easier, you know, you have this wide spread field in front of you choosing good books. But of course you have to have this measure to get interested the foreign audience in those kind of books, to learn something about, maybe not always, or the culture from Serbia.
So you're trying to strike a balance between,
yes,
educating about Serbia, but then at the same time achieving universality.
Yes. But you know, lucky me, those books are totally different among each other, and the authors are. And when I'm talking on Serbian literature in general, I usually say I'm not that satisfied with that high quality of all of those books, but I'm very satisfied with the difference in styles, with different poetics of those authors, which is very nice, because that's not the case with all national literatures in the world. There are some young authors as well, some old, but of course all living authors, because we are always thinking that they would become famous in the world, and they should visit those countries where they have those decisions. I'm a bit, I'm making a joke, but, but that's easier to do because I don't have any illusions on the idea we will make stars out of those authors. Of course not. But this is a very slow business. As you know, publishing is a very strict, slow, and heavy work. So if you think that you will make a success in a minute, you are in the wrong business, which I'm not.
I see. So the situation or the environment of Serbian writing is in a good place, would you say?
I should say yes. Well, I was not satisfied with a part of Serbian literature which was dealing with this wars. It was the case with Croatian and Slovenian and other authors from ex-Yugoslavia, because sometimes, you know, Western Europe especially expected books which were writing on those political issues. But we can't forget that, okay, the politics is there always, everywhere, but literature is a separate field. It's not made to fulfill the political wishes of readers. So sometimes those books dealing with ex-Yugoslavian wars were not that good, you know, just literary seeing or watching.
Okay. So then when success is achieved, obviously, as you said, it's a slow process. It's like wading through water. When success is achieved with a Serbian writer abroad, how do you feel personally about that? Do you feel like it's a personal success, or how do you see it?
Well, a bit, but you know, this is a very strange feeling. I know that you are interested in this, my duality, because I'm an author and a publisher, right. And that's the main, probably the main, I shouldn't say a problem, that's the main advantage, maybe, because I am, you know, long time ago, I dismissed my ego, the wrong side of ego, you know, all authors are full of egos, of course. But I am a healthy one, you know. Since I'm working and doing books for other authors, I had to become a normal person. Because, but I really did it with a joy, helping or assisting other authors. I'm not the selfish one. So, this angle is just very special, because somehow I see books from inside in a way which ordinary editors do not. And it's pretty understandable, I should say. So, whenever somebody has some kind of success, it's not a huge success, but there is some, I'm very happy for him or her, because it's beautiful. And I have enough success as well. You know, I'm not a famous author, but I'm good enough. You know, for a Serbian author, to have a book, for example, published in 15 languages, it's pretty good. I mean, that's how it is. There are authors which are translated and published all over the world much more. But that's not how it goes, you know. It's a hard work. So I feel all the same regarding myself or some other authors. I behave all the same.
But in the way that you write, do you feel that you represent Serbia as well as yourself? Is there...
I don't think in those kind of thoughts, you know. I just write whatever I think I should. I am not the one who writes, who publishes very often. I am very slow in writing. I'm a research writer. I travel a lot researching for the topics. And sometimes it's too long. But then again, you know, as I'm a publisher, then I can't write because I have a job which is very, I mean, really, it takes all of my personality. And it's sometime lately it became a problem to me, you know, how to find a spare time for writing. And I'm not that young anymore, you know. It's not like being awake for 24 hours. It's impossible. But anyway, I do things in a way I think it's the best for the nation. What I mean is, regarding this Hamal Balkania, which was published by Istros in Great Britain, it's one of the books which says a lot on my culture, yeah, and then again a lot on connecting that culture to the ideas and similarities to others. As you know, those identities issues in this book are connected to the Balkan and Serbian history, 5th century past. But then again, I used a lot of details and data from the living persons from all over the world with the same idea that the double or multiplied identity is there still. It follows us through the centuries, and that's how I connected, I don't know, Alberto Mangel or Bob Dylan or Allen Ginsberg with the idea of double identities. Each of them had a small adventure in his or her life dealing with this topic. And okay, nobody knows. I used only the people or the names of the people whom I knew personally or in person, who were, I should say, some of them were my friends. So I had this idea of knowing them from inside. And so I don't give any task, a rational task, to myself. Now I'm going to do this. No, of course, it's impossible. I mean, although I plan book, you know, like composing a book, that's how it is. But I'm not that rational. I am rational enough while being a publisher. So when I write my books, I wish to be that much irrational as possible.
So when you have Vladislav, the publisher, and Vladislav, the writer, do you keep them separate, or do they influence each other? As you said, the writer, your knowledge as a writer, influences you as a publisher. Does it work the other way?
Well, I don't know if I can answer that question. I should tell you this way. It's I'm a twin. It is a... So I used to this double vision on everything, you know. I always felt like being a double in everything. So, it's a bit noisy in my head, of course. But then again, maybe it multiplies ideas. Maybe it's good for me because, you know, I feel like having two lives at the very same time. It enriches me, you know. But anyway, it's I like it. I mean, it's complicated. Yes, it is, because through my life, there were so many people, you know, which were writers and publishers at the very same time. My father was a publisher as well, you know, decades ago. So it's a common life for me, you know, like being in that kind of crowd inside my head.
Constant conversation. All right, excellent. I think that was excellent. Thank you very much for that.